Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's a good show.
Hey, honeys. I wanted to pop on and update y'all on a couple things. You know the drill. The first thing I want to tell y'all about is we are about 1 month away from South by Southwest. And I don't think I've told y'all yet, but Natch Butte is going to be live at South by Southwest in Austin again this year, which is very exciting. And there are several opportunities to come hang out with me if you have a South by Southwest badge or if you don't. So let me go through those very quickly. Any Austin honeys, any honeys that live semi in the Austin area, or any honeys that are rolling into South by Southwest from all over the world, listen up, babe, okay? So, where do I start? There's a wellness expo that starts the first weekend of South by Southwest. It's Saturday and Sunday, March 9th and 10th. And I'm doing 1 hour on the wellness stage. It's the wellness expo. You do not have to have a South by Southwest badge to enter. It is at the Palmer Center. And my slot is Saturday, March 9th, 4 p.m., on the Conscious Conversations area. I don't exactly know where that is, but it's in the Wellness Expo at the Palmer Center, and you don't have to have a South by badge, so come check it out. The whole Wellness Expo is going to be super fun. It's going to be like a little indie expo with all kinds of local vendors, as well as makeup companies, skincare, wellness brands, all kinds of stuff. I'm actually going to have my own booth there, so you can stop by at any point and say hi to me. But I would love if any honeys came to see that, because I honestly am not quite sure what I'm going to do for my hour. I think I'm going to do some cover songs. I think I'm going to blow the roof off the place. So I would love to have as many honeys as possible there to root me on. Now, the next day, Sunday, March 2nd, I'm sorry, the next day, Sunday, March 10th, guess what? I am doing another Natch Butte meetup. And this time, it's a co-meetup, honey. That's right. I am doing a co-meetup with Forever 35, because Forever 35 is also going to be at South By, and we decided, why don't we do a meetup together? So this is going to be a Forever Butte Natch 35 fan co-meetup, and I'm very excited. It's going to be Sunday, March 10th. It's going to be at Craft, which is where it was last year, so everybody save the date. I don't have the specific time yet. It'll be sometime in the evening, perhaps 5-ish, but just know, put it on the cows, hon. Sunday, March 10th is the official Natch Butte Forever 35 co-meetup in Austin. Get excited. Now, for all my honeys coming to South by Southwest who are going to have a badge, Natch Butte Live on the podcast stage at South by Southwest is happening Tuesday, March 12th at the JW Marriott downtown, right smack dab in the middle of downtown Austin, in the hubbub of South by Southwest. My show is going to be at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, Tuesday, March 12th, and my guest is going to be Milana Weintraub. Now, if you don't know Milana Weintraub by name, you certainly know her by reputation. You may know her as the AT&T girl. If you've ever seen the AT&T commercials with the delightful brunette, very funny, they've been running for years, that's Milana. She's an actress, she's been in a ton of movies and TV shows, she's also a director, a hilarious human, as well as a complete angel. We have so much to discuss because she's one of the most interesting, fascinating, funny, well-spoken people I've ever met. She was a refugee when she entered the United States at 2 years old and is now an advocate for refugees. She has a social media movement that she founded on the subject. She's a humanitarian as well as a beautiful, funny, amazing actress. We have so much to discuss, so I would love if all the honeys could come out and see Natch Butte Live on the South by Southwest stage with my guest, Milana Weintraub. Everybody come check that out, baby. And if you are coming to South By, please go on the South By app and favorite the Natch Butte Live show so I don't freak out and think nobody's coming. This is my middle school birthday party all over again. Okay, I'm very excited about all of those things. I also want to just tease that next week, when this show comes out, it will be February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. I have another big announcement. And all I'll say is, if you're thinking of getting yourself a Valentine's Day present, maybe wait till February 15th, honey. Okay, I have a big announcement coming next week. Okay, what else do I want to tell y'all about? This episode you're about to hear is with my friend Roz Dresfeles. She's a drag queen, so we talked about Drag Race. We recorded this 1 week ago, and if you watch Drag Race, all I'll say is talk about foreshadowing. We talk about a couple queens, that's all I'll say. Okay, there's also an extended version of this episode on Stitcher Premium where I go through my January empties. So if that sounds exciting to you, I'm excited for all of the honeys that have gone over to Stitcher Premium to hear Natch Butte, because every month there are going to be extended episodes. And this month, my first bonus episode airs. I do a love spell with fan favorite Melinda Lee Holm. So the bonus eps aren't always going to be super beauty heavy. Sometimes I'm going to use this space to experiment and have fun, but y'all are going to love it. I'm having the best time letting loose on Stitcher Premium. So everybody, I'm also letting secrets out. Every month on Stitcher Premium, I'm going to release like a secret I've never told anybody. We'll see how long that goes, because I'm a pretty open book. But it's been really exciting, and I want to say thank you to all the honeys who have gone over to Stitcher Premium to check out the new Natch Butte content. There's so much stuff on Stitcher Premium too, and everything's ad free, so you can hear all of Natch Butte's back catalog ad free, all the new shows ad free, and a lot of other shows. So no pressure, but I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, two more things. Second to last thing. Thank you to all the honeys who have been buying things out of my Poshmark closet. I did it kind of on a whim, not knowing if anybody would bite, and y'all have been buying up my shit. And it has been so exciting to me to send y'all little notes and package everything up. I want to say shout out to Sarah, who is the new owner of my pink fur coat. And I am so excited that someone is out there wearing my fur coat and that it went to a great honey named Sarah. So I'm honored that you got my coat, Sarah. Thank you for buying it. Thank you to all the honeys who have bought my stuff. I'm not going to lie, like Poshmark closet, they're stressful. You think your garment is like cute and you're like, oh yeah, these yoga pants are great. And then as you're boxing them up, you like see a tiny little string loose and you're like, oh my God, no, these pants are a mess. Or you like find a tiny little stain on the inside and you're like, I'm a mess. I'm a garbage monster. I can't sell this. I've been like de-threading, lint rolling, steaming things for hours. So listen, if you're a Poshmarker, my heart goes out to you. Game recognized game. It's a lot of work. So thank you once again. I've added a few new things. So if you want to check it out, Poshmark.com/JackieMichelle, I think is the thing. I'll link it on Nashby.com as well. But check it out. All the proceeds are going to the California Wildlife Organization. Get excited about that. Okay, the last thing I was going to say, and I wasn't going to mention this, but you know what? Fuck it, this is my show. So, I'm about to talk about vegan shit. If you don't want to hear it, that's your business. Hit the fast forward button, okay? Okay, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I don't fucking care about sports. I love that people do, but I don't. But I love watching commercials because I'm a commercial actor by trade, and I always want to see what people are doing. But fuck Hyundai, okay? So Hyundai did this fucking commercial. They think they're so clever. Jason Bateman, you know, he had his own issues last year, okay? So Jason Bateman's in a damn elevator with all these people, and he says, hey, what are you doing? They're like, we're buying a car. And he's like, oh, good luck. And so basically the bit of the commercial is he takes everybody down an elevator, and every floor is like an annoying, inconvenient thing that nobody wants to do, such as get a root canal, sit in the middle seat for a 6-hour flight, have the sex talk with your parent. And what's one of the floors? Vegan dinner party. That's right. Hyundai felt the need to completely make fun of vegans and everything that we're doing to help the planet by calling us out as, you know, having an inconvenience, something annoying that you have to do is eat vegan food, okay? Now listen, there was a lot of blowback from this commercial, and they even like started backpedaling and like tweeting out vegan recipes the next day. But this is all I gotta say. Y'all know I can take a joke, okay? I can take a damn joke. But you know what I can't take? A joke that's not funny, okay? Because this is where I'm at now. Vegans already have a stereotype of, like, not being able to take a joke and being serious and being angry. And then you go and make me angry and make me look like I can't take a damn joke? You know what ain't funny, motherfucker? Climate change! That's what's not funny, okay? You're fucking welcome, I'm vegan. You're fucking welcome because I'm helping the damn earth, okay? So the more y'all make fun of vegans, the more it's normalized to mock the lifestyle of fucking caring about the world, okay? The lifestyle that's saving the planet. And if I really want to snowflake out, which I kind of do, one of the floors that was annoying is jury duty. And can we stop, as a society, portraying jury duty as a chore? How would you feel if you were on trial for something and everybody in that room that was there to defend you was tired and over it and wanted to go home, okay? So, fuck you, Hyundai. Jury duty is a privilege that we're all given as Americans, okay? And everybody should try and eat more vegan. That's all I gotta say about that. And also, Carl's Jr. did a damn ad for their fucking vegan burger, and I went and bought one yesterday. I haven't been to Carl's Jr. in my goddamn life. And I went yesterday, and I bought one of those burgers, and I ate it with joy on my face! Because advertising is important, okay? Use code NATCH, eat something vegan, don't buy a fucking Hyundai! And I wasn't gonna say anything. I really wasn't gonna say anything, but like I said, this is my fucking show, okay? Fuck you, Hyundai. Fuck you. That was such a low, shitty blow. And your cars suck anyway. I mean, Hyundais are lame. Like, when I think of Hyundai, I'm like, oh, lame. So, you know what else is lame? Making fun of people trying to help the planet. And if you drive a Hyundai, please don't email me. I'm joking. I'm trying to be funny. I'm sure they're great cars, and I love that they're affordable. Not everybody can afford another car, so that's great. But you know what? Fuck you, Hyundai! Fucking enough! Fucking enough with the vegan jokes! Ask any comic. Ask the funniest person on the planet and say, is it funny to make fun of vegans? And they're gonna go, no, that's a fucking hack joke. There's nothing funny about it anymore. Hyundai, you're not funny. You're not funny, okay? Stay in your lane. You're an economical vehicle. Stay in your lane. Okay. Okay, that's all. And by the way, if you do want to hear the bonus content of this episode, it's StitcherPremium.com, and then use the promo code STARBURNS for your free month. And trust me, you want to hear what I have to say. Oh yeah, that's a great ad.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Snatch my face into pieces. This is the Natch Beaut Pod. Exfoliation, then cream it. Don't give a fuck if I start microneedling. This is the Natch Beaut Pod. This is the Natch Beaut Pod.
Welcome, welcome to Natch Beaut. Welcome to Natch Beaut. Put that pedal to the metal, babe. We're ready to rock. It's the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, Jackie J. My intro's getting really long, too. And the songs are getting long.
The song was great. I love it.
Thank you.
It was a really good parody.
Thank you. I love that. You like the genre of it?
I love the genre. I love the choice. I love how you inserted cream in there.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? That's my guest. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest sitting here. My guest, honey, if you don't know her, then you need to get with it, okay? My guest is a comedian. Has a monthly show here in Los Angeles that we're going to hear all about. She's a queen, honey. But also, the host of a new paranormal comedy podcast called Ghosted, which is out now, baby.
Yeah.
Hit subscribe. Hit subscribe. Roz Dresfeles is
Hi.
Here. Hello.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you had me on your show, and
yes.
now you're on mine.
Oh,
so get excited.
It's only fair.
This is called a collab.
A collab.
And
a crossover.
I love a crossover.
Yes.
All the honeys know that I love a good ghost moment.
Aunt Sis.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, we did that so long ago.
I know.
It was
right?
like October.
It was like
or
a year ago. But you know what? Ghost stories are
soon.
Evergreen.
Yes.
So
people will hear your spooky ghost story on my show real
yes,
soon.
Exactly. Before we talk about Ghosted, we have lots of other things to discuss, Ross.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about drag.
I've heard of it. Yeah. Familiar.
How did you get into drag?
Well, I was a stand-up comedian,
mm-hmm.
and like, I loved doing stand-up. I loved the world of stand-up, and I was just like, you know, maybe if I put a dress on, people will care. And then I got a couple of dresses, and I quit my day job after
that's
a year,
right.
and the rest is history.
How interesting that that's how you started drag. So, had you had any experience prior to, like, makeup and glam and wigs
yeah,
and all that?
You know what? In my early 20s, I started dabbling with drag. This was, like, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And, P.S., I'm super congested. I usually don't sound this masculine and deep
I kind of like it, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smelly
cat, smelly
cat.
What are they fitting you?
Creams.
Love it.
I started dabbling in drag, and I was like, oh, maybe I want to be a makeup artist.
Ooh.
So then I started, like, pursuing it. Honey, I was up at the IMATS.
Yes.
I was buying things that I didn't know what I needed or not.
Buying brushes, buying palettes.
Buying it all. Looking into going to school for it, because there wasn't much YouTube at the time. And then I started dating a makeup artist, and that was great. And then I just realized, like, I just don't know if... What I like so much about makeup is over the top.
Yes.
I like full transformation. I like camp. I don't want to look like a real person, which is why I'm so drawn to drag. So doing makeup on people, you know, I did do a little bit of freelancing as a makeup artist, and it would be like, you know, powder this face and, you know, just, oh, here's a funny story. I got a part-time job working at Macy's doing makeup, and I was studying drag, and this was in Orange County, and it would be just like a woman, oh, I've got my daughter's wedding, and I'm so excited, we're going to have a professional do my makeup for the first time, and honey, we're talking chola lipstick. We're talking big eyebrows, honey.
You made those brows chisel
wing liner,
to the gods.
Honey. Then they would look in the mirror, and they'd scream, and... I was like, this is not the career for me.
Oh, I wish I could just be there for one. I wish I could have been there for one mirror reveal.
Yeah. It was like, do you remember that show, The Swan?
Oh, yeah.
But the reverse.
Yeah, the reverse swan. Isn't that insane that that show exists?
What was that again? It was like you get a full transformation.
It was truly the darkest thing in our society. Like if there was a time capsule.
I just remember the mirror reveal, but I don't remember what.
They would get a person. And they would completely give them head to toe new surgery, and they weren't allowed to look at the mirror in the mirror at all.
That's right.
So they didn't know
for
what they looked like
and months,
at all
right?
for months while they were covered, and they would change their hair and their clothes and everything, and then all of a sudden they would show them themselves. It's to me it's dark. If aliens came down to Earth and they were like greetings, what represents your culture, and they showed them that, the aliens would get back on their ship and drive away.
Yeah.
They would say this is a fucked place.
Not a highlight. But that
not
was
a highlight.
That was the early 2000s.
Yes.
Reality show world,
right.
And
was
there was
the
a lot going
the height
on.
Of it. Right?
Yeah, there was. Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Right. It was just
was
a lot
what
of
was? Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unproud moments.
Not like
although
the world
I did
today.
Watch that.
Not like you know the quality we have of Lindsay Lohan's beach party.
That's right. We have come a long way.
Yeah.
I did watch the pilot of that.
I started and I just kind of got bored.
You know, I'm here for her becoming Lisa Vanderpump. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited
sure.
for her. I fight for Lindsay Lohan and I always will.
Me too.
My age group, we are... pro Lohan, and mm-hmm. I root for her, and I always will.
She holds a very special place
Same.
In my heart.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know what, Lindsay? If you want to be a Lisa Vanderpump, I see you.
I just, that kind of reality TV, I just can't really. I had a hard time watching it, but I wish her the best.
Same. So, that's exciting. I love hearing that.
Yeah, so that's when I started dabbling in makeup. And yeah, it was a lot of it was like trial and error. Like, I think I started like dabbling in makeup like 2008, 2009. And there really wasn't that much like YouTube or.
So, how'd you learn? Just practicing on ladies at Macy's?
Practicing on myself.
Yeah.
And then I just, yeah, I started selling makeup at Macy's, and then I started doing it on people, and then I just literally quit. I was just like, I'm done. There's no way I can do this, because it's just, I was just bored by making people look natural.
I hear that. Yeah, I mean, how would a drag queen even learn how to do drag makeup back then?
Well, now it's like there's so much YouTube.
Now you can just follow a video.
When it was talking to veteran queens and them telling me what to do, and I learned a lot of tricks that way. And even, you know, since then, drag makeup has changed tremendously. Like the contouring, for example, wasn't the way it was. Even just this was, I guess, 10 years ago or so. It wasn't like it is now.
Right.
Like, that just wasn't a thing. Yeah, it was a lot. It was weirdly like slightly more natural back then.
It's gotten very layered.
Yeah, which I like.
Yeah, of course. So how did you get your name Roz Dresfeles? As a frugal honey, I'm here for it.
Well, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
I am the bargain bin beauty honey. This is becoming more and more true. Based on what people see on television, the expectations are very high for drag queens to have very expensive couture clothing.
Right, and they get red on Drag Race if they come out in a bodysuit.
Honey, they get red in the bar because everyone's a critic now.
Right.
So I've never been into fancy lifestyles, and I love thrifting. I love, you know, finding something that I can make beautiful. And so I decided right off the bat that I'm going to figure out a name that lets people know, yeah, I know my clothes look cheap, or I know this isn't, you know, the most fancy, elegant gown you've ever seen, but I look fun and I look cute and I'm having a good time. So you can't read me for it, because I know I'm in on it. So I like the name Roz because it's kind of a classic name that you don't hear much. And that slug lady from Monsters, Inc., her name was Roz.
Love it.
Yeah, and I like her a lot. She's a big inspiration.
Yeah, she kind of has a vintage vibe, you know?
Yeah. And so I just, one day backstage at a show that I was doing, someone said the name Roz, and I was like, Roz Dresfeles, and then I just stuck.
Love it.
Yeah.
I think that's such a pinnacle point in a queen's career when she comes up with her name, mm-hmm. you know? So that origin story is really fun.
It was really special. I've been really lucky to be involved with this male parody of Golden Girls
mm-hmm.
that we do here
I've
in LA.
I've seen it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. At El Cid?
No, it's at Casita del Campo.
That's what I meant. Yeah. At Casita del Campo.
Same
yes.
neighborhood. And
with Drew Drogi, Jackie Beats.
Yes.
Yes, I've been there. I've seen it.
Yes, I've done like, I don't know, 10 runs of that show or so with them. And it was with them. And I learned a lot about drag from working with them. And we were just backstage one night. And that's where I came up with the name. And it stuck.
I love that. So more into Roz's aesthetic. Mm-hmm. You serve me vintage.
Yeah.
Do you have any rules about, I mean, kind of keeping a tone? Because, again, if I'm going for mainstream, you know, I'll be dead honest. I only semi-recently got into drag culture watching Drag Race.
That's the whole world. It's pretty new to the whole world, yeah.
And so you always hear categories of queens. There's comedy queens. There's pageant queens. There's dance queens. There's interview queens. I've heard the word interview queen.
Interview queens? Am I an interview queen?
Well, you know, like, she's not an interview queen, meaning on Drag Race, she doesn't give the good sound bites in the interviews.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So Roz is primarily a comedy queen.
Yeah. I'm a queen that likes to use my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, lip syncing is really popular in the drag world, and I do lip sync, but I prefer to be the one on the microphone. And I come from the comedy world, and I'm I actually think of myself as a comedian before a drag queen. Mm-hmm. So I guess I am in that category of comedy queen. So I guess aesthetically, I'm really into, I love the 80s. Mm-hmm. I always want to look like one of the original gorgeous ladies of wrestling, mm-hmm. that, like, once the show ended, she's like, you know, got a new outfit and she's looking for a new gig, honey.
That's right.
So I'm always in some kind of 80s power suit or something colorful, big shoulder pads.
And hair. High
biggest hair possible.
Yeah.
I only wear black hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
because that's interesting, because a lot of queens are all over the board with their hair. But yes. You like Raws to be remembered. I've heard you say that on something I watched you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of queens that's part of their thing. And that's great. We all have different, you know, reasons why we do drag. And for me, it's more of a Roz is more of a personality as opposed to a cosplayer or mm-hmm. someone that transforms into different things. And so because I'm selling my personality, I want people to remember that it's me, because sometimes I go places and I see a queen and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know you. I've met you before, but I didn't, because last time you had green eyes and orange hair. And now, you know.
Right.
So I try to keep it consistent. But also, I grew up Mexican in a community where everyone had blonde hair in Michigan, and I had really I have black hair naturally. It's really dark, and you know, growing up, I was kind of I felt like an outsider because of it, and I was kind of teased at times, and when it came down to being able to choose what color hair I would have, I was like, well, I want to embrace it. Like, it's kind of a journey to get to this place of, like, that's me and it's beautiful. And,
yeah.
And so I'm going to just say my black hair is gorgeous. So I only wear that color.
I love that. You know, I'm never mad at a signature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock that signature.
Also, my number one idol is Elvira. And and she's, you know, she picked a look.
Raven-haired beauty.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to get her on Ash Butte.
She's the best.
I'm still not done.
She comes to Golden Girls. I've met her a few times.
Oh, my God. Isn't she so beautiful?
She's gorgeous.
I mean, the woman isn't aging, number one. She's she's radiant.
She's the best. And I actually, I have a tattoo on my arm of her dagger that she wears on her belt. And
so you are a fan.
Yeah, I'm not like that with anything else.
Yeah.
She's the only time I like can't talk is around her. I've met her multiple times and I've just turned into a whole nother person. I start sweating. I can't talk. It's very strange. And I meet celebrities all the time and it's not that. It's just for some reason her, she's really influenced my life. But I showed her my tattoo and she's like, oh, we gotta get a picture. And she posted a picture of me.
Oh,
it was so cool.
I mean, how are you even still alive?
It was
after
a major highlight.
Oh, my mom is a Elvira stan.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was little, there's a photo that exists of my mom in full Elvira cosplay with me and my sister. And I was like a baby, all three of us in Elvira. And I'm pretty sure I'm holding my doll, and my doll is dressed like Elvira.
Oh.
That's how far my mom went with it. My mom is like just like you.
So cool.
Very cool. I love that.
I love your mom.
Elvira, come on, Natch Butte. Thank you. Oh, my mom would love you too. Okay, where should we go from here? I want to talk a little bit about Drag Race, only because I'm watching right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm new to watching Drag Race, and it's something that
it's exciting, huh? It's the best reality
my
show.
My husband and I are super into it,
mm-hmm.
and he hosts a podcast with two gay icons.
Who?
Betsy Sidaro and Mono Agopian. Do you know them?
Yeah, are
they're
UCB people?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So they love Drag Race and talk about drag and use drag terms. And, you know, as like straight people, you know, take what you will from, I try not to use terms and things that I don't know about or that aren't a part of me or whatever.
Sure.
But it's so interesting. It's a whole other world.
It's a whole world, honey. And when you go to Drag Con, you see that it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's very niche, but it's getting bigger and bigger every day.
I'm telling you, and it's so fun to watch. So you watch Drag Race?
I do, yeah. I host a Drag Race screening at Foo Bar in West Hollywood.
Oh my gosh! We have to go!
Yeah, stop by. Season's almost over.
I know. Do you have any thoughts? Do you have any favorites right now?
For this current All-Stars show, I really like Manila Luzon.
Same.
Yeah. And I've worked with her, and I really like her as a person. And I think she's funny. I think she gives you looks. Yeah. definitely
also
rooting for her.
So beautiful.
Yes.
And in and out of drag, just a very beautiful human.
Well, Naomi Smalls, honey.
Don't even. I can't. Breathtaking.
Yes. Both ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think if I saw her in real life, I might pass out.
She's that kind of super.
Have you seen her in person?
You know, I don't think I've ever met her. But she has that thing, you know, I one time was at a mall and I saw Tyra Banks.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently telling this story. I hope it wasn't on another podcast. I don't know.
It's okay. You know what? We all cross over.
I was just at a mall, just like standing, and I saw this just image like coming this way. And
yeah.
I didn't know what I was looking at.
Right.
But I knew I was like, I can't stop looking. And then as it got closer, I realized it was Tyra Banks. And I was like, this is why. You know, like this makes sense.
You get it now.
You know, I
supermodel.
Get it. Because we're just kind of used to seeing her on TV. And
yes.
She's, of course, gorgeous. But like seeing her in person and just like in a mall, like around just like just normal people and normal things.
Right.
It's like, oh, she's just like otherworldly. And I feel like that with Naomi.
Yeah. Same.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Meatball?
Yeah, of course.
Meatball was on here.
Oh, yeah?
And told us where Naomi gets her lips done.
Oh.
So if anybody wants to know, DM me, okay? How about we take a quick break, and then when we come back, we talk makeup!
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're back. Roz,
mm-hmm.
Listen. The makeup game is strong. Where do we even begin? I kind of want to know the order that you get ready.
Okay.
Because if you watch YouTube, people do it all different ways.
Yeah, and I prefer to get ready by myself,
mm-hmm.
but every once in a while, because of the circumstances, I have to get ready with other drag queens,
mm-hmm.
and I do it so different than a lot of people.
Oh, I can't wait now.
Yeah, and I've taught people how to do it, and I'm like, I don't think this is how you do it, so maybe don't learn from me.
No, I want to learn from you. So let's talk first prepping the skin.
Okay.
So you're going to be wearing a lot of makeup for a whole long night on the stage, sweating, all kinds of things. How do you prep the skin?
Well, I wash my face.
Mm-hmm.
I usually use Peter Thomas Roth, which I don't know if that's cruelty-free. Sorry.
It's not, but that's okay. I mean, we want to know.
Find me an alternative. I'd love to know.
Yeah.
Cruelty-free. So I usually wash my face,
mm-hmm.
and then I moisturize with some kind of creamy SPF situation.
Love.
And then what do I do? Well, how detailed are we getting here?
I mean,
just the general.
However comfortable you are, we love a product drop, honey.
See, that's the thing. I feel like it's going to be disappointing because not only do I dress for less, I also make up for less.
But we love that.
Okay.
I love that. There's so many honeys out there on a budge, or they want the dramatic effect without the effort or without spending the dollars.
Right.
So, yes, we want to know it all.
Okay. I'm a firm believer that it's not about how much money you spend.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your skills.
Yes.
Now, I get that, you know, sometimes makeup is harder for some people, and that's totally fine. But you know, that's when throwing some glitter on it and getting out the door. You're
right.
Good to go. But for me, I'm like, it doesn't really bother me if I'm not wearing super fancy stuff. I'm just,
yes.
just have to work on the technique. So
I love a drugstore queen, honey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some things that you can't, as they say, cover a girl, don't cover a boy. So you can't.
Oh, I love that. I've never heard that.
So sometimes you got to wear the thick.
Right. The Krylon, right?
Krylon,
that's
honey.
Right.
TB pain stick.
That's right.
Which I think is cruelty free.
Yes.
Krylon. And that's the funny thing, is that every drag queen goes through this, where you go out and you perform, and then there's usually people, or often women, that are like, I want you to teach me how to do makeup, or you should do my makeup. And it's like, girl, this makeup I'm wearing, you would look crazy in everyday life. Like, this is like thick, like what they put on cadavers. But yeah. So anyway, my technique, well, so basically I glue down the eyebrows with an Elmer's glue stick.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I've got real thick ones.
So you don't shave your eyebrows, you keep them natural.
Oh, no. No, I don't. I don't shave.
Because a lot of, like, look at Valentina this season. She has shaved them all off just to start fresh.
I just,
and
for
some
me,
do half eyebrows to make it easier.
Trust me, I've considered it, but like, look at these legs, honey. Like, hairy.
But those brows are beautiful.
Thank you.
So, I appreciate it.
I just personally, in my gender identity, I enjoy being the male side of me as well. So,
so you maintain that.
Yeah, I like to have two different, you know, for me personally, the reason that I do drag, and again, it's different for everyone, it is a character. It's like I keep my makeup in bins, and I have friends that have like vanities and like that sort of thing. Like me, no, it's like, this is not, it's not about that for me. It's, I don't know if, do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I totally get what you're saying.
I don't know how to say it, but
I love it.
So the eyebrows stay, glue them down, four layers of glue.
And you, and I've learned this from watching Edwin do my, you know, my friend Edwin Monzen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I've watched him do drag makeup on mono, like I was just, for UCB Drag Race. You have to use,
I hear about that all the time.
Oh, it's amazing.
Constantly people are telling me about UCB Drag Race.
If you live in Los Angeles, you have to go see Upright Citizens Brigade UCB Drag Race.
Doesn't Nicole do something with it?
Nicole Byers, one of the hosts. It sells out instantly.
That's what I hear.
Because it's, the game is strong. Strong. It's essentially Drag Race, but done on the UCB stage. There's themes. They do all the same games. It's all just comedy queens, and everything goes, and it's so fun.
But it's not like drag queens that like professionally are drag queens,
no,
right? It's like,
it's comedians.
People, yeah,
but,
I love that.
But the game is strong. They go full out with the costumes, the makeup, the performance is fully choreographed with the backup singers and
love
dancers.
That.
I mean, it's really, and they have a full pit crew. So there's men running around in little underwears. It's an amazing show. But I watched Edwin do mono. You have to use the purple glue stick, right?
I only use purple.
Because what happens is you put the purple on, and then once it changes color, you know it's dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can also just touch it and tell if it's dry.
Right.
But
so then why does everybody use the purple?
That's like the reason.
The drag queen standard.
It just feels right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what they say. It's because you could tell when it's dry. But for me, even when it's clear, sometimes it still feels tacky. But God, that is a journey, figuring out how to do
100%.
Your eyebrows.
Especially because you have such thick
with
eyebrows.
With these things,
yeah.
I quit drag in the 2010-11 because I was like, I can't get these damn eyebrows right.
Right.
And it took me, I tried spirit gum. I tried
Silly Putty.
No, other types of glues, waxes. I've tried so many different things, and always got to come back home to Elmer.
You got to come home to
back
Elmer.
Back to preschool.
In this, again, not for me, but for people who wouldn't know, why do drag queens block out their eyebrows?
Well, I think that it's part of the feminization of the face.
Yes.
You know, you're trying to change the angles of your face. You're giving yourself a more arched brow. For me personally, I don't go for female illusion. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily a believer in that female illusion. I just want to be
among being a queen, like a drag queen. Female illusion.
Me
being a drag
personally,
queen.
For my drag, right. I don't identify as a female illusionist just because there's so many talented women that I would just rather see a woman. Like, I'm not trying to fool anyone right. into thinking that I'm a woman because I'm not. So I just like hyper femininity. So it's like you want the eyebrows bigger, you know, you want right. more space to be able to draw.
Oh, the eye makeup.
Yeah.
Because typically, traditional male features, this is quotes, the eyebrows are a little lower. Your brow bone is lower.
Yeah,
so you
lid.
Block out what you have and draw a more higher arched brow to create a more feminine, quote unquote, face.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is gender really? I mean, these are just constructs.
Oh,
but
gender.
Yes, exactly.
I remember that.
Yes.
From the history books, right?
Yes. Back in my day. Okay, very interesting. So you start with the brows.
Well, since I do four layers of it, and that's what takes the longest.
Right.
I allow 3 hours to do my makeup, but it's because, you know, I check the Instagrams,
right,
I
right.
check the grinders, I go get some takeout, whatever. I don't like to be rushed. That's
yeah,
just not my style.
I love that.
So I usually take about 3 hours, and I start with the first layer of glue. And that, when that's drying, I usually wash my brushes, do whatever I need to do. Wash my brushes like I do that. But like in theory, that's when I would do that. And then once that layer has dried, I put on a second layer. As that one's drying, I shave.
Okay.
And then I use aftershave as a primer for my whole face.
That's interesting.
So I put that over the whole face. Once I get the eyebrows covered, I'm already working on the rest of my foundation and highlights and contours.
Do you do any color correcting for, like,
yeah,
your beard? Because I know you're
a
dark-haired honey.
Orange.
Yeah.
Gotta lay down some of that orange to cover that blueness in the black beard.
I'm telling you, watch Drag Race, and they don't show a lot of the getting ready, but when they do, it is absolutely fascinating.
There's so many times where
I'm
like,
the colors.
I can't believe how much work I put into this.
Right.
There are so many gigs that I do where I'm like, I do stand-up, so I'll go do, like tonight I'm doing it, I do a stand-up set for 10 minutes, and I'm like, I just got ready for 3 hours.
And do you drive there with your big old wig?
I don't know. I usually just have the face and then whatever kind of like butt pads I wear underneath, mm-hmm. and like the, because I have to wear 4 pairs of pantyhose because of these hairy-ass legs. So I usually have that on, and then I find a private place to transform
yeah.
into the wig
rest.
And everything.
Yeah. How interesting.
Sometimes I have to drive with a wig on and it's really scary and hard.
Well, I just wouldn't want it to get squished.
Well, yeah, there's that. The blind spots. Mama.
Oh, right. You can't see through those mirrors.
No.
And how embarrassing.
I know.
I'm so sorry I just rear-ended you. I couldn't see through my hair.
Yeah.
It happens. Okay, so you're doing the makeup. Can you tell us a little bit about pinching your nose, like contouring your nose, because this is such
so
a phenomenon.
I think the two hardest things in makeup for me are nose contour and lashes.
Okay.
Because I think there are two things that are so simple on paper, but they can completely transform everything in
right.
the wrong way or the right way.
Right.
Nose for me, it's hard because my nose is a little crooked. I think most people's are
everybody's,
in one way or
everybody's
another.
Everybody's are if they haven't had a rhinoplasty.
Right. And so, yes, I get it wrong all the time. And it's hard. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any tried and true ways of the game? Because I'm telling you, it is absolutely remarkable how different you can make your face look with makeup.
Oh, yeah.
And the noses specifically are crazy. And I've seen your pictures. I mean, you know how to pinch that nose.
Thank you.
But I watched a video on YouTube of you, and you said something about how, like, sometimes you look in the mirror and you did it crooked. And I do that all the time. I don't even really try to do it anymore because every time I do it, I look in the mirror, my nose is just, like, tilting to the right. And I'm like, cool. That's exactly the opposite I wanted to do.
Well, that's the weird thing about it. Is, like, makeup, you're like, how come this worked so well yesterday?
Right.
Is it me? Is it the makeup? Like, it's so weird. Sometimes it's just off.
I call it my lash mojo.
What do you mean?
Like, my mojo is off. Like, my lash mojo.
Because okay.
I used to just pop on lash strips like it was nothing. And then some days, it's 30 minutes of fighting.
Yep.
It will not stay on. It will not go on. It gets stuck to my finger. And then I pull it off. And a bunch of lash glue closes my eye. And I can't get out.
Well, that's the thing with the lashes. It's like sometimes one of them is just a little slightly bit off, and then you look like one of your eyes is halfway closed.
And that's not what you're trying to achieve.
And I just spent all this time on the makeup, and I do the lashes last, and it's like I just ruined everything.
Yeah. So lashes are absolutely last.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Can people do that? I personally, for the way I do makeup, I couldn't, I would have to do it last or else I would just get makeup all over it.
I do lashes absolutely last.
Yeah.
But it's more just because I'm dreading it and it's like, might as well get all the fun stuff out of the way,
I
you know?
Hate it.
Yeah, it's stressful. Do you wear a lot of different strips? Because when Meatball was in here, she wears four stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, she wears a lot.
Yeah.
No, I just wear two.
One on each eye or two strips on each eye?
Two strips on each
eye. Okay. Do you have like a signature one?
199s.
Ardell? Are they Ardell?
I get them from friends.
Okay, yeah. 199. Love it.
Yeah.
I have a question that I want to ask you because lashes are not cheap. They, especially if you're doing them every gig and things. Do you reuse lashes?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
So how do you keep them from being crusty? How do you clean them properly? Because this is what happens to me, Ross. I'm driving home. I'm like, they're already starting to kind of bother me. I rip them off. I stick them in my purse or something. And then by the time I find them, they're ruined. So I need to be better at recycling them.
Oh, yeah. You have to put them in a case.
Right.
Well, first of all, I'm garbage. And I don't clean them. No.
But what happens when they have like
I probably wear them 10, 15 times.
But what about like the glitter stuck in them and stuff?
Yeah. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes that happens where I'll decide one night that I'm going to wear glitter and they get a little glittery. And then I say, well, those are my glitter pair. And
okay,
next time I wear glitter, I'll wear those ones.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lazy. I cut corners.
Well, that's nice
right.
to hear because... you know, I got made fun of the other day. Edwin was like, I'm going to send you a video on how to clean your lashes because he saw my crusty ass lashes. And then I was like, oh, God, I need to learn how to wash them.
Well,
correctly.
I always peel off any excess glue if there's some from the last time.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
This is so funny. I've been talking about dead people so much that I forgot about talking about makeup. This is crazy. Like, I forget, because I do makeup every day on myself, but, like, I don't ever talk about
it. Yeah. Well, here you are. Welcome to Natch Butte.
This is great.
You mean you've been talking about dead people because of Ghosted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about Ghosted at the end.
Oh, sure.
Don't try to jump the shark.
No.
You're in the other chair today, babe.
I love this.
I know. I'm having the best
time. I forget that I'm someone that technically wears makeup every day.
Of course you do. Do you wear makeup out of drag, too? Because I saw on your Instagram you did like a boy beat.
I did a movie recently where I play a drag queen and the character's sort of non-binary and as it during the day presents still in makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that.
Okay.
And I look like Kris Jenner when I'm...
You did! That was fun. I feel like I made a note. Always just one smoky eye away from being Kris Jenner.
That's me.
Have
just
you ever done
you
her
bitches.
As a character? I feel like you would kill that.
Oh my God. No, I haven't.
I love my friends.
I love that video.
I do too. It's so pure. I guess we should take one more break while we're on a nice stopping point. And then when we come back... Bitch, I got more questions for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah.
We're back!
Yay.
Oh, my God, what a great break. Okay, let's talk. Are there any definitive rules to your makeup? As in, I absolutely have to do this, or this is completely never allowed. Like, I never wear purple eyeshadow, or I have to use this product before I use this one, or anything, like, definitive like that. Or is it kind of just, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I do, it's evolved into this?
Well, I mean, I do try to maintain a very similar look or a variation of the same look, which to many people could just be considered boring. But to me, it's like it just goes with having the black hair. It's like the same thing.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, so I change the colors and stuff, but I usually keep the same shape of everything. There's a couple of products I can't not use.
Yeah.
But
tell us what they are, Roz!
Well, I'm like, I'm going to get red because I don't think that they're cruelty-free.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, I wrote down a few of them.
If there are things you absolutely love to use, we're curious.
Okay, well, the cruelty-free vegan... Favorite that has now gone out of business, as far as I know, is Obsessive
OCC.
Oh my god!
Yeah, how sad.
My friend Devin Green was working with them, and she gave me a bunch of products to try out. I'm not even kidding you. 3 years ago, I still have them and still use them. And I'm telling you, I've used them 100 times. And that might be not a great thing for the business.
Everything lasted so long.
So long.
That you didn't have to buy it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I've worn these things 100+ times and I still do, and I can't live without them.
Yeah.
So it's been an adjustment because some of these products that I've had for 3 years are starting to run out.
Right.
And I'm like, damn. Like those lip tars is all I have worn for the past 3 years or so.
And it is really sad that that brand went under because it was an indie brand and they were very supportive of Queens.
Yes.
So I wonder if it just was the market is oversaturated and a lot of big dogs came in, and I don't know.
That is a problem. That if you what you want is for someone to use your product, go, oh my god, I love this, I can't live without it, and then after wearing it 10 times, you're like, I gotta go buy another one,
right?
You know, so it's like you can't expect someone to buy a new one every 3 years. So maybe that, I don't know. I know literally nothing about that, but yeah, I can't live without my OCC. So that, but I can't live without Inglot eyeliner gel.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. And there's this product called Sparkle Dust.
Ooh.
By La Femme.
Okay.
And the number 21, which is like a white, it's just like a loose, sparkly eyeshadow situation. I use that shit on my cheeks. I put a little dab on my nose. I do my brow highlight. I do it all. That thing is my...
You're tried and true.
I cannot live without number 21 Sparkle Dust La Femme. And I'm a NYX bitch.
Yes!
I live for some NYX.
Yeah, I love that.
NYX lip liner. NYX... I've been using their lip products now that I am running out of lip tars. Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. I use NYX powders, too.
Powdering is very important for a queen.
It is.
That's to, like, keep the makeup together. And then are you a sweater?
I am a sweater. Mm-hmm. I'm always shocked at how well the makeup stays on, though.
Yeah.
I'm always in the back of my mind like, oh, my God. Sometimes I have days where I start painting at 5 a.m. and I take it off at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm often shocked at how well things stay together. Maybe it's the aftershave as
primer.
A primer.
Do you use any setting sprays?
If I do, it's Ben Nye,
mm-hmm.
which is... I don't know if that's something that like everyday people would wear. It's very theatrical, but
I love a good Ben Nye pot moment.
What's that mean?
Well,
what's
you know, they come in little pots.
Oh, yeah. I use like an orange Ben Nye cream for the beard.
Yeah.
And the brows.
Color correcting.
Yeah.
I love a Ben Nye. Yeah. Cause I mean, I've seen they use hairspray.
That can't be good.
I mean, it can't.
Trust me, I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it and it works.
Yeah.
And I love that feeling like you just got Botox where you're just like, you spray it and then you're like, I can't move. Ooh, that's how you know it's working.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then do you use any other unconventional things?
I set with baby powder.
Mm-hmm.
I set, like, the orange stuff, like, anything underneath, I set with baby powder, because I'm like, powder can be expensive, like, no one's going to see it, like, as long as it just needs to stay in place.
Right.
So I'd use that. I use a glue stick, I use a spoon to, like, kind of even it out
on
my brows.
I've seen that on YouTube.
What else do I use? It's kind of unconventional at this point, it seems, in the drag world that I just use Duo lash glue. They all use Weave Bond.
That seems pretty crazy to me.
Me too.
Yeah.
When I can see if you're doing like the thick, like huge sets of lashes, I think that's like all you can use.
But Duo works really well.
So many times I'll be backstage and a girl says, oh, do you have lash glue? And I give them Duo and they're like, oh, I can't use that. It doesn't work. But like for me, it works. And I don't want all my eyelashes to be ripped out.
Yeah.
I have like lashes.
That.
As a boy.
See, there's so many... dangerous things.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm trying to, like, not completely ruin everything for myself.
Like, speaking on that, what about glitter? Does Roz wear a lot of glitter?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends. It depends what... Yeah. I used to do it a lot more. Just sometimes I'm in the mood for it, but... I mean, there's days where I'm like, today is just not happening. And I truly like glue a couple rhinestones and put some glitter on and people are like, wow, you look amazing. And it's like, because this is all covering up some bullshit.
If you have a blemish, you just put a little rhinestone over it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Turn it into a beauty mark.
That's actually a cute idea.
Absolutely. I've done that. I have a zit. It's a beauty mark now.
That's right. Do you have a glitter... you like? Or also, I'll open this up. Do you see other queens backstage putting glitter on? Have you ever eyed anything? Because I'm just so curious. Like, okay, like, let's talk about Drag Race for 1 second. So last week it was plastique realness or something. Uh-huh. And Latrice came out in a blue glitter lip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is that? I want to know.
Yeah, I've
it was
done that
so shimmery and beautiful. And I was like, I wish I knew. I wish after the show they would pick a queen and they would talk through their look and explain everything. Like, what's a glitter that will show to the back row, honey?
Oh, yes.
Do you know? Do you
I'm
have one you
like? I'm not
that
much of a glitter queen.
Yeah, that's okay.
There's a Kat Von D lip that Jackie B has been wearing that's like head turning. It's like, holy shit, what is on your lips? And it's like a glitter situation. But there's this thing that I recently became obsessed with. It's kind of hard to use, but it's NYX.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cheap.
That's right. Roz Dress for Less.
That's right. And it's called Foil Play Cream Eyeshadow.
Cute.
And it's just like a little cream. Again, kind of hard to use. It like kind of cakes up and it's foily. Who knows if it's good for you or not because it's like foil.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to set or anything. You just put the cream on. Like I wear it on my lids and it looks super glittery. And I don't even put anything over, like it just stays. So,
cute.
I don't know. I like that.
Yeah.
Because it's less messy.
Right.
You know, glitters are messy, and I don't want that all over my place.
It ends up everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. For years and years.
But I mean, I guess a secret that a lot of people, maybe they know now, I don't know. I thought years ago when I learned it, I was like, this is genius. It's just like to use tape to take it off.
Oh, right. Yeah. But that's so much waste of tape.
I'm a drag queen. I've wasted a lot of tape.
Yeah. You have to tape, like, all kinds of things.
All kinds of things.
Yeah. That's a whole other conversation is, like, the pads and the body and the corsets.
Yeah.
And you do that because you create a real shape.
No. Well, I get read for it a lot. I don't wear hips. Mm-hmm. That's sort of also...
Really?
Yeah. I don't wear hips. That's just, again, because I'm like, I want you to know that I'm not trying to pretend to be a lady or anything. It's just, that's just one way that I do that. So I wear them in my butt and I wear them in my boobs.
Yeah.
Because I come from a big booby family on both sides of the family. And
you want to represent.
I represent.
I love that.
You know.
Love that. Hey, hey. Okay, let's see. You are Roz Dress for Less, some of the least expensive things in your beauty routine. I feel like you covered that.
Oh, girl. You don't know how many articles of clothing I have bought for $3 and I have worn so many times.
I love that.
And I have made dozens of dollars wearing.
I love that because, again, like we were discussing, and when Meatball was here, we talked about how queens will take out loans to be on Drag Race and all these things because the
game is...
That's
just silly.
Right. I mean, So you go to thrift stores, you pull things out, and then they become a big part of your pieces.
Yeah, and I mean, it's about altering.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I wish more people knew about is tailoring.
You're right.
Like, why is that not a thing?
Right.
You just go to a thrift store, you find, like, oh my God, I love that cool, kooky 80s pattern. There's no way I can duplicate that. But it's just too big for me. It's like, well, then you go pay someone $10 and they make it fit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ta-da!
And that's also why celebrities look so good in their clothes.
Yeah,
because
it's all fitted.
Every single thing was fit exactly to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many people are turned away by the fact that it's not their exact size.
Right. Well, nothing's going to fit exactly off the rack.
No!
Yeah.
Especially, like, when I'm wearing clothes that are made for women. Like, of course they're not going to fit me. So, yeah. Again, it goes back to, like, things like technique.
Love
it. It's way more important than the things you buy. If there's one thing you can learn from me, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the eye.
I mean, it's...
And the effort.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, why don't we start a little chat about Ghosted? Listen, let's talk about Ghosted.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your interest in ghosts? How long have you been into it?
Always.
Okay, love it.
Well, I was raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And
same.
Catholics, you know, are taught about...
Spooky.
The paranormal.
There's spooky shit going on.
Honey, it's
yes.
Like...
I mean, churches are kind of spooky.
This 14-year-old girl was visited by a ghost with wings that told her she was pregnant. Like,
I mean, honestly,
it's all spooky.
Yeah, it's all
Jesus
spooky.
Rose from the dead. Like,
Jesus touched a man who was dead and he came back to life.
Yes,
yeah,
that's like,
that's spooky.
I mean, we don't think of it like it's spooky, but like the Holy Spirit, that's literally like a Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They call it the Holy Ghost.
That's literally a ghost.
We go to church, they're like, we're not drinking wine, we're drinking blood
and eating the flesh. And even like the chanting
is all spooky. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Catholicism is spooky.
That's why I kind of loved it as a kid. I was like, I thought it was spooky. I thought it was like so glamorous, like this man in like a big bedazzled dress, like coming down the aisle.
Like, and he's like, yes, you better work.
You better work with that Eucharist.
I see you, Jesus.
So I think I always naturally believed in like afterlife. I no longer identify as a Catholic, but
same.
So that kind of just instilled into my brain. And then I grew up in a house where my beautiful, loving grandmother, her presence was there. And so I just kind of learned how to acknowledge when there was another presence of the afterlife around. Like, little things would happen as a kid all the time.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I would be a little bratty teenager and I would yell at my mom, and then all of a sudden something would fly off the wall and I'd be like, sorry, Grandma. So, like, I just... Or maybe I'm Carrie. I don't know.
I mean, I'm here for both.
No, but I also saw my grandma one time. You'll have to tune into the podcast.
That's right. I can't wait.
But that was such a loving... quote-unquote ghost,
right?
That it was a great conditioning for, as I got older, I would go to places, I would work in these old historic theaters, and I would be like, oh, I'm getting that feeling like when grandma would be around. And so then, P.S., not a psychic, not an expert,
yeah,
none of that. But I just became aware, and I was just always like, almost seeking it, or, you know, just kind of just very aware of ghosts. And so I've had many experiences, and I love hearing about other people's experiences. Some of mine have been very spooky. Some of them have been very cute and sweet. And they come in all different forms, and I like to hear about it. So I thought, hey, wouldn't that be fun to just do a show that's kind of like a slumber party, and we just kind of tell real ghost stories. And we're having, you know, all different kinds of people. It's sort of like celebrity ghost stories with a sense of humor at times. But we also have people that, just everyday people that live in haunted houses, and... we're going to have some experts on to talk about it. We just had this guy that his name is David Omen, and he lives in a house that's on Cielo Drive right next to Sharon Tate's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I used to walk a dog on that street.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a beautiful house.
Land, our producer, the two of us went to the house this weekend to do a little investigating.
Oh, and so we have some remote location.
We had some activity, mama.
Love.
Some stuff happens.
And you also do some fun games where you play footage.
Oh, yeah, we play EVPs or EVPs, which is when we play recordings of ghosts. And then you have to guess what experts believe the ghost is saying.
Love. I was really bad at that. But it was fun.
It's fun.
It was so fun.
It's fun. You know, it's kind of a dark subject at times. It's kind of, I'm very mindful of the fact that sometimes it's, you know, people's loved ones that have mm-hmm. passed that we're talking about or whatever it might be. But there's not much sense of humor in the topic. And so it's kind of, it's fun to have fun with it a little bit.
Well, I'm excited. And everybody, if you want to hear Ghosted, it's called Ghosted with Roz Dress for Less,
Ghosted
right?
by Roz Dress for Less. It's like a fancy perfume.
Love it. And if you want to hear it, pop over, baby. Because
yeah.
It's on the same network, but you can get it everywhere pods are. And then in case we want to see you, tell us about your live show in L.A. and where we can find you on social media.
Okay, so I have a monthly show at the world-famous Hollywood Improv. I've been there for 2 years this month. And I do this really fun game show called The Once Over, and that's typically the second Saturday if I'm available. This next one is February 9th. Come check it out. I love it. It's fun.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So if
yes.
you're free, baby, come check it out.
Yes, please. And, I'm doing this really fun tour. This legendary queen, Peaches Christ. She does mm-hmm. these really fun parody shows. And we're doing a parody called Mean Gays.
Oh, love.
And we're going to be going all over the place. We're going to San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Denver, Chicago, and we'll be in Los Angeles. So Google that. Go to my Instagram. You'll find out the info for that.
And
that's
your
in February
Instagram?
And March. My Instagram is at Roz Dresfeles.
That's right, Hanny. Love it so much.
I know. I feel like I'm legally obligated to say things like Hanny.
Well,
as
that's
a drag
queen. That's again a whole other conversation about drag culture and appropriation and things like that. I try not to use certain drag terms just because, again, if I'm not 100% sure of what it means or... I have a question.
Sure.
Maybe you can answer this for me.
Uh-huh.
You know right when RuPaul, they play the video and then she comes out
she
and
she already done had hers.
What does she say?
It's a story that...
I feel too embarrassed to either ask someone or Google it. So then, of course, I ask it where the most people can hear me.
There's a story that RuPaul has told before. She overheard somebody saying that
okay.
sentence one time and it was really fun. I don't know. You'd have to
okay.
look it up.
Well,
ask RuPaul.
I'm actually kind of... It brings me peace knowing that you don't know exactly what she said. Because I was like, I want to ask, but how can I ask that in a nice... I was like, what does she say right there? And I didn't want to do an impression of it because
well,
I didn't know what she said.
Well, it used to say something else.
Okay.
And then that... The it was not PC and they changed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So many layers to all of this.
Yeah.
How interesting. Thank you for shedding light on that. I'm going to Google it and tell everybody what I find. So here's what we're going to do now, Roz, if
okay.
you're cool with it. Do you have 15 more minutes?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is end the ep, but Honeys with Stitcher Premium can tune in for the extended episode. So get excited
Great.
For that. So we're going to say bye to everybody for now. Thank you for listening. Everybody check out Ghosted. Cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
It's a good show.